Εσέ, άστε μη βγει και κάνει. Δεν είναι σπίτι ο δάσο. Λοιπόν, σε είναι. Μάι τάι το χουιτού, εμπε είναι σου λιτού, εμπε βουά. Είναι χωρί δύσκολο μουζέ. Να πω έτσι, could not say, it wouldn't be reasonable to say, now we have two psuki. One posik appears to be mitam, and the other posik appears to be mitai. So what do we say? That the posik that implies that it is Toiro has reference to Doma Machmas Wod, and the posik that implies that she is Tmeyo has reference to Doma Machmasens. Damasens. Why don't you say inversely that the posik that implies that she is Tmeyo has reference to Doma Machmas Wod, so is Tmeyo. And the posik that says that he is Teiro has reference to Doma Machmasenes, that wouldn't make sense, that wouldn't be reasonable. Because if we say that one posik says that if there is a Rias Dam, Machmasenes, not because of the usual thing that takes place in every woman, every month, so, but because of an unusual circumstance. So if we say that the Rias Dam Machmasenes, the Torah was mitayeh, why? Because it took place Machmasenes, so how can we say that the Torah Posik tells us that if the Rias Dam takes place as a result of giving birth, so it's Tomei. Monefsha, if a Rias Dam that results from a relatively slight illness, let's say a shock or a fright, so istoyeh, so a Rias Dam that results from a relatively big illness, let's say because of the birth of a child, so certainly should be taken. So he says, we boy say my bite I told to the bane is to move what in the hell to say yo he need the name name is zebo mach was hat so da was war at in the war do in the lane is geschehen mich gesehen so war in so mo and kein zebo zebo mach sas mach hat so why don't we apply the same roche in regard to you may need us also or maybe she lucky she mach ho teiche יש לכל משיבה אחרת שהיא כזו ואיזו זוכי שבימי זיבו. Because the Torah didn't even have to say teishiv. Teishiv is superfluous. The Torah could have said ושלישי יאים ושלישי סיומים בדמי תורה. Why did the Torah have to say teishiv בדמי תורה? So the teishiv tells us that יש לכל משיבה אחרת שהיא כזו. Besides this דמתה תורה, there is another דמתה. What is that? The Rias Dam Machmas Vlad is also Dam Toyer. So there are two Dam Toyers. One is the Dam that takes place in the Yemei Teyar, and another is a Dam that takes place Bekeshi. Yesh Lisha Acher Shekezu Veitzu Zekeshi Meizimo Veimo Zekeshi Menido Elo Ma'avuri Shmuel Oma Kho Udmei Yoshuayim Kenidoso Veloi Kizivoso Michlal Dizivoso Toyer Veize זו קיישי מזיבו, והשתה דכסיב, ותמי יושביים כנדוסו, דומה לא מלי. So we learn it out from ותמי יושביים כנדוסו, כנדוסו ולא כזיבוסו, that במי זיבה, the דם קיישי יסטוריה. So what do we darshan? So what do we need a posig of דומו, דומו מחמס עצמו, ולא ילאף מחקודו? So the Gemara says, "Ilav domo havamine kinidoso v'loy kizivoso v'afilu b'shiv v'afilu b'shiv." So if we just had the posik utmeyo shvayim kinidoso v'loy kizivoso, I would say that we may see a woman who has a Rias Dam, even if it's not Bekeshi, even if it's Bishefi, but as long as she's on the verge of giving birth to a child, so maybe it's Toya, even if the Rias Dam took place in comfort, was not coupled with pain. So now that we have the posik of Doma Machmas Atzmo, Veli Doma Machmas Vlodo, so what does it mean, Machmas Vlodo? Machmas Vlodo means if it took place the way Leida takes place. How does Leida usually take place? With intense pain. So the Mele will learn out. So we learn out that Bishufe, even Bimeizive, so she's me. What? Come Mashma. So Yotif says Mashma Zeev and Komak, but for Venus, she's Darach and Tea, and we shall ask from the Toya. Say with Amy Zeev of Needham Stoy, the Pasha, she never be needle, who steer me so, because if you steer me, they say also. But we Mahmoud Adam, I'm going to leave me in the needle. How long am I going to leave? We need a needle. Now, so even according to the Rach's Pshat and the Rashba's Pshat, that according to Rav and Shmuel, so mid Reise, even be Meinidus, so Erias Dam became she is there, but we don't pass like that. Because the Reise says, be Meinidon. So it's only the Rach and the Rashba say it in Rav and Shmuel, but La Aloche, so there is no doubt that the halacha of damkeishi is toyer only be mizivo, but menido she becomes a nido midrais. Teishi alom abrul liyud menido nido. Teishi al mitorah davim kizim shishigim shishiyom it mitaro. She tozu she lomer teir. Veizo kolim ahirchem shtachatziv teiro zukeishi mizivo. The summer had received dono machmasatzvo viloi machmasva vafilu bishufe vafilu hifsik shufe menkeishi lelede neim teiro hoyo. Hoyo vidam vacation. Right. Now, here the Gemara tells a very terrifying story. From this Gemara, one can deduce a lesson how careful one has to be in not being mitzayir et al mitrochem. I mean, the Gemara mentions the severe einish. I mean that everyone received, even though everyone mentally shim shamay, and still they were all punished so severely because they were mitzayot on the chacham. Shile baravine, ovat uvde kavosi derav. Now, how does Rashi explain this gemara? Now there is a machlokes between Rashi and Ramban in the pshat of this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shile Barabinei was a Talmid of Rav, Ovaduv the Kavosi the Rav. Kavosi the Rav, Nidaliyim. In other words, that when a woman has Rias Dam Bikeshi, Bimezivo, so even though Midraise she is Teiro, but mit Rabbonon she is asur le bailo liyim es Rav. So Shile Barabine acted accordingly. Kinoch nafshi de Rav, is Rav was on the verge of stalkes, of dying, and he knew that he was dying, but he was fully alert at that time. But he was cognizant of the fact that he is going to die very shortly. Omali le Ravase. So he told Ravase that was another Talmud of Rav, and apparently Shimon bar Rabine was not present at that time to be with Rav, but just Ravase was present at Rav's home. Omali Ravase, so he said to Ravase, Zil Tzane. In other words, he gave him its avoy. He directed Ravase that he should tell Shine Barabine, who has been acting in accordance with Rav's view, that when a woman has a Rias Damkeshi Bimei Zive, so she is Asura Lebailo Leyemo, Yemo, so go, so Rav said just before his ptire, he said to Ravase, go and tell after Rav will have died. So he said he should tell Shine Barabine secretly. Still Tzane, Haster is a Goro, and Mele Sheyarzerbe, in other words, secretly telling that he should be Chazer. even though Shine Barabine, I mean, acted in accordance with Rav's, in accordance with Rav Shite, in accordance with Rav Shite. So, but Rav himself, before his Ftire, told Rav Asser to tell Shine Barabine secretly that he should be Chazer. And from now on, he should pass me, he should pass me that when a woman sees, has a Riyas Dam vacation, we may see where she is toyer the gamra, even with Rabbi, even the yeh. We loitzayes, and suppose he doesn't pay attention to you. In other words, Shine Barabine will tell Rabbi, what are you telling me stories? I mean, I talked to Rav so many times, and that was Rav's view. All of a sudden, you tell me that Rav was chazer just a moment before his tirek. He will not accept it from you. I mean, so Rav anticipated the possibility that Shine Barabine might refuse to listen to Rav Asser because he knows for such a long time he has been, Rav himself has passed in that way. So if he doesn't listen to you, Garye. So he said Garye. Garye. Garye means try to prevail upon him, you know, in a good way. Try to prevail upon him that I was really chazer before my ptira. This is what Rav said to Rav Asser. Garye. In other words, so Rav actually told Rav Asser that he shouldn't act harshly towards Shine Barabine. And even if Shine Barabine refuses to listen, he should talk to him and deal with him and persuade him to prevail upon him, to prevail, but not to act harshly. But Rav Asser misunderstood Rav's lashon, Rav's directive to him, and he thought that Rav said to him, if Shine Barabine doesn't listen to you, Gadye, put him in Cheren, put him in Eden. He mistook, he misunderstood the words, the Tzavoye of Rav. So, who saw Gadye? Omalei posad enoch nafshei de Rav. So, after the Ptira of Rav, So Rav Asser approached Shine Barabine and he said, Omalei hadeo boch, you should be chazer. The hoda be Rav, because Rav himself was chazer before his pira. Omalei, so Shine Barabine said, I mean, Rav anticipated that, Rav. So Shine Barabine said, Imi se de hoda be, lididi havom. What do you mean he was chazer? If he was chazer, I saw it so many times. How is it he didn't? Not a single time did he mention to me that he was chazer. Only to you he said it. In other words, he didn't believe Rav Asser. So he didn't pay attention. And Rav Asser, laboring under the notion that Rav directed him in case Shile Barabine doesn't listen, that he should act very strictly toward him, he should put him in Nidu. So he acted accordingly. Gadye! Omalei, viloi mistapi ma'al midlikoso. You have to be afraid of the gachalas of Talmid HaChomim, as it is mentioned in Berit. So, viloi mistapi ma'al midlikoso, you're not even afraid of an Einish, because if you are mitzay on me, you are mitzay on me. You know what it means? Do you know the possible repercussions, the consequences? I mean, how do you act like this? Omalei, ano isi ben Yehude, du isi ben Gurarye, du isi ben Amliel, du isi ben Mahalel. It's very strange. I mean, it appears that he had all these names. So du isi ben Mahalel, asise de nechoshe du yishomet berak. In other words, I'm not afraid. That's what Rav Asser said. Rav Asser said to Shile Barabine, I'm not afraid of you because I have all these names. I am like these people. And I have all these names. I am a a mortar of copper, a brazen mortar, the Lishomit Birakve, that rust can never affect. In other words, I'm immune. I'm immune against any Einish, because I'm a brazen mortar. Omalei, V'yano Shile Barabine Puchne Di Parzale, Di Mitabe Rasise Di Nechoshe Di Nechishis. In other words, and I, Shile Barabine, I am an iron pestle that can break a brazen mortar. You know, you take a pestle and you hit, and you hit, and you bang against the mortar. So, I'm so strong, I am an iron pestle that might break you. I mean, who is a brazen mortar. So, Cholash Ravasi. So Ravashi became sick. I lose and he became very sick. I lose Bichmime Af Kuen Mikrire. He had the chills and he felt hot and everything. I lose Bichmire Af Kuen Mikrime, Noch Nafshe Ravasi. And then he died out of that sickness. Also, Shile, when Shile Barabine heard that Ravasi died, Omar Lid Bise, because they both meant Lishim Shamai. So, in other words, he felt that if Ravasi was menaced so severely, even though he did it everything with Shishamayim, because why did he act so stringently towards him? Because he thought that Rav directed him to be minade him in case he doesn't listen. Omar Lepisi told his wife, Tzavisli Zudvosa, in other words, prepare the tachichim, the shrouds, the lelezil, vilemeli lerav, because I'm afraid that Rav he'll tell Rav, in other words, Ravasi, will tell Rav, Mili Eloi. So, in other words, he'll denounce Shile. Ravasi will denounce Shile before Rav. So, Tzavisel is Abdosi. So, prepare the Tachrichim, Noch Nafshin Shile. So, they both died, one after the other. So miraculously, so a myrtle passed from the bier of one to the bier of the other, from one home to the other. Amre Shmamino Avder Rabbonon Paisi. It's a terrifying story, I mean, but the Gemara is telling us all that for one purpose, to deduce in Musahas how careful one has to be, how to be on guard, not to be mitzayir et hanfoch. Because in this case, where both meant to Shem Shamayim, I mean, there wasn't even one iota of an ulterior motive in either one of them. I mean, Ravasi certainly did not enjoy being minade Shile Barabine. He probably, he was aggravated, but he did it because he thought, he was convinced that that was the directive by Rav. So he made a mistake, but he meant Lishim Shamayim, and Shile Barabine was also convinced that Rav was not mitzavah that way. He was not mitzavah that way. And he certainly had rayas, because in view of the fact that Ravasi made a mistake, and his told him in the name of Rav that Rav said that he should be minade, and he knew Rav very well. So he knew that it was impossible that Rav should be mitzave to put him in Idu. So Memele, that was his raya, that it wasn't true. I mean, and Lifimach Shaftei, it was a very good raya under the circumstances. So both acted Lishim Shamayim, and still they were punished very severely. They were punished very severely. As a matter of fact, the Chavis Yoya says, how is it that Chazal, the Gemara mentions such stories? I mean, doesn't it involve an Iser of Lashon Hora after all? I mean, why is it important? The answer is, it is important, because from these stories, we can also deduce a halacha, how careful one has to be not to be mitzayat al-mechochem, even if it appears to him, I mean, 100%, as it appeared to them. Ravasi certainly had no doubts that he was acting the right way, because he thought this was the tzavoy of Rav. But still, it was punished. All right. Anyway, now, so Rav. So Rashi explains this Gemara. Rashi explains this Gemara that Rav before his Ptire was Chazer. He was Chazer from his memory of Nidal Yemo and to watch it. So watch it did he adapt just before his Ptire. The Shita of Rav Yitzchok. In other words, the Chazore was Likule. This is how Rashi explains it. This is how Rashi explains it. He says, the So what was the Chazore? The Chazore was from Rav's original Shite, the Nidal Yemo, to Reb Yitzchok Shite, Am Kashe Nikul. The Ramban is Masikan, Rashi's Pshat. He says, if Rav was crazy, so why did he care so much? He told Rav Asse to tell Shile Barabine he should be chaser and he should prevail upon him. Why did he care so much? So what did he care if he'll be machmir? What's so wrong if he'll be machmir? So Mimele the Ramban is chelik on Rashi. And Ramban says that Rav was chaser before his Ptire, but in the other direction. In other words, whereas originally Rav held that when a woman has a riyas dam bikeshi, she is only asur the violent the rabbon liyemo, and she doesn't have to count yem kineged yem. She doesn't have a din of shimeres yem kineged yem. So before his ptire he was chazer lechumre, like Shmuel, chayshino shemetish. So in other words, he told Rav Asse to tell Shile Barabine that he too should be chazer, and that from now on he should deport himself in accordance with the view of Shmuel, that when a woman sees Hezeriyas Damkeishi, Bimei Zive, so she should be Shimeres Yem Kinegedim. So, in other words, since he helped the Chumre, and Shile Barabine was acting in Kule, so that's why he was concerned. But according to Rashi, why was he so concerned? Why did he mind if he'll be machmir when Lefishitose, you don't have to be machmir? So the Mele, the Ramban, is Chelikan Rashi, and he says that Rav was Chazer Lechum. Right now, there is the Och Linei has a very interesting explanation of Rashi Shita. In other words, when he says, on the contrary, the Och Linei, that it's more mashma from this Gemara, he was chazer likure, not lechumre. Because if he was chazer lechumre, so how come that he was chazer, if he was chazer lechumre, just a moment before his ptire? What is it? Rav did not, he just a moment before the ptire, he thought that the halacha is not the way he held. So if Rav said that just before Ibtire, he probably had been chazer himself for a long time. So the question is, how is it that he waited until the Ptire in order to tell his Talmid Shile Barabine to be chazer? Why did he wait that long? So if we say like Rashi, he says, so then we can understand. According to Rashi, so before the Ptire, he told Rav Asse to tell Shile Barabine that he should be chazer. He should be chazer lekule, But actually, Rav had been Chizir for a long time. Rav had been Chizir for a long time. So he says, not that he had been Chizir. In other words, he hadn't been Chizir. According to Rashi, so Rav himself, in his heart, was never Chizir. And even before his Pfire, he wasn't Chizir. But the Gemara mentions the Braise that says that he's Beferish Negev Rav, that he's like Rabbi Yitzchok, that he's Rabbi Yitzchok. So, Hatanya, Hamikasha bin Nidon, Ido bin Miziva Teiro. So it means Teiro Gamre, even with Rabbonon. So how did Rav say that Nido Yehmo? So it's Ikasha against Rav. The answer is, the Gemara says many times, Rav Tanu Upolik. So Rav had a keach to be chilek on Tanu. So he had a keach to be chilek on the price. But vis-a-vis other Talmidei Chachomim, so they were not supposed to follow the view of Rav, because the Braise, and the Braise represents the view of the Rabbi, the Braise, not just of one Tane. So, a contrary to Rav, and the Braise says, "Bimeziva Teiro Ligamre," like Rabbi Yitzchok. So the Mele, all other Jews were supposed to come to follow the Shite of the Braise. Rav was a Yochid, but Rav himself was not bound by the Shite of the Tanoim expressed in the Braise, because Rav Tanu was Polik. And vis-a-vis the Chochem, the Yochid, who has the Satzme, he is not bound by the view of the Rabbi. So Mele, Rav was never Chizer. According to Rashi, Rav was never Chizer. Rav always agreed, even a moment before his Tire, he was convinced that he is right. But Rav knew that the Shite of the Rif Chachomim was contrary to him, as it is mentioned in the Braise, but he had the right to be Chelik Antanoim, because Rav Tanu Polik. So Mele, he had the right to follow his own view. And Mele, Shile Barabine, who was the Talmud of Rav, so he was not expected to follow the view of the Rabbi either, because a Talmud has to follow the view of the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe is a Yochid. That's the raya that the Jewish Rashbo, Bimkei Mishel Reblezer, who you clear Sineitzim, Lasis Pechomim, Lasis Pechomim, Lasis Samila Mishabbos, because Reblezer holds that Machshirim Shev Shel Aseis Omer of Shabbos is also Dicha Shabbos, but the Chachomim, the Rabbim Achilik. So naturally, we pass like the Rabbim, but Bimkei Mishel Reblezer, so they are considered as the Talmidim of Reblezer, so even though they knew that the Rabbim were Achilik and Reblezer, so they had to follow the view of Reb Lezer, even Likule, even in Melachas Deraise. So Memele, Shile, Rav knew that the Rabbim, the view of the Rabbim, as expressed in the Braise, was contrary to him, but still he followed his own opinion, and he knew that Shile Barabine also had to follow his opinion. So that's the reason as to why, until the Ptira, he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word to Shile Barabine. And when he saw Shile Barabine the last time, he didn't anticipate to die so quickly. But then, at this moment, he expected to die, and he felt that he will not even be able to convey in person the message to Shile Barabine. So Memele, he conveyed the message through Rabase. So why? So there is a Mishnah in Edyes. Rakavi b'mahalel was chilek on the Rav Chachomim. So before he died, so he told to his son, Chazeyoboch, because even though I do not conform to the view of the Rabbi, because Anishamaitim Piyam Rubim, Vehim Shalom Piyam Rubim, so all the Jews have to follow the opinion of the Rabbi, Machiravim Mahateis, but I am not bound, because I have my own opinion. And he also, Anisha might in Piyam Rubin. But now that he was going to die, so he told his son that after his death, the son of Akavi ben Mahalel should not follow the shite of his father Akavi ben Mahalel and his Rebbe. He was the father and the Rebbe, but he should follow the view of the Merubim. Now the question arises, why did he tell this to his son just the moment before he died? He should have told his son, all right, I report myself in accordance with my view, because that's my view. But you don't have your own opinion, so Mimele, you don't have your own achoye, so you should follow the opinion of the Rabbi. The answer is because the son of Akavi ben Mahalel was also a Talmid of Akavi ben Mahalel. So he was Mechuyev al-Pudin to follow the opinion of his Rebbe, as the Chumash Rashba says, even though it was contrary to the view of the Rabbi. But that's only as long as Akavi ben Mahalel was alive. So Mimele, the Rebbe has the aloche of Alashevit Ashebiyeh Bayom Mahay, even if it's against the Rabbi. But the moment Akavi ben Mahalel will depart from this world, so then the Rebbe is not a Lashevit Ashebiyeh Bayom Mahay. Only a Rebbe who lives has a din of Lashevit Ashebiyeh Bayom Mahay, but not a Rebbe who already departed to the other world. So Mimele, he told him, so this is how the Och L'Neir explains Rashi Shite. And on the contrary, that it's like Rashi, that it's not that he told him to be Chizeir Likule. It's not that he told him to be Chizeir Lechumre, but like Rashi, that he told him to be Chizeir Likule. Now the question arises, so the Rambam asks against Rashi, what did he care? The answer is, there is another question. Why did he remind himself just a moment before the Ptire? Why did he tell Shile Barabine Monifshach if he was Chazer? So he should have told him a long time ago, and it's not Mistaber that he just happened to be Chazer a moment before the Ptire. That's not Mistaber. The answer is, he was never Chazer. But the Braise is like Rav Yitzchok, and that is the view of the Rabbi. But Rav Tanu Polik, so he was not bound by the view of the Rabbi. He had his own achoy, his own view. And the Mele Shile Barabine was also supposed to follow the view of Rab, even though it was negative Raisa, negative Rabbi. But that's only as long as he was living. But after he will have departed from this world, so then Shile Barabine was Mechuyev to follow the view of the Rabbi. So that's why he told them. That's why he told Rav Asi to convey that message to Shile Barabine. Now, Reb Chaim never put down Tefillah Chalamet. That's the tradition from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Kroh, even though the Ashkenazim do put down Tefillah Chalamet. And Reb Simcha Zelig, as long as Reb Chaim was alive, Reb Simcha Zelig did not put down Tefillah Chalamet. As long as Reb Chaim was alive. But then, after Reb Chaim was nifter, so Reb Simcha Zelig started to put down Tefillah Chalameit b'tzine. In other words, not during the davening. Because during the davening, it would be a disrespect towards Reb Chaim, towards his Rebbe, because everybody knew in Brisk that Reb Chaim never put down Tefillah Chalameit. But so as long as Reb Chaim was alive, he didn't put down Tefillah. Because that was the shita of Reb Chaim, that was the shita of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, of the Kroh, that Chalamit is also an ace, the Kedushas Hayim itself is an ace, and even if it's not also the Melachah B'Daraisa, so there is no Tefillah, but there is a Machlokes B'Sheinim. So Reb Shlomo Zelig himself did not have any Achoy. He considered that as a Sofik. But as long as Reb Chaim was alive, so he was naked like that. But the moment Reb Chaim was lifted, he started to put on Tefillah, and Chalameyed Bitzin, not Bifaresi. So it is in line with this Mishneh in Edyes, that Akavi ben Mahalel told his son, Bishas Misose Shiyarza Madva. All right, now. Boy Rove, Keishi Mao Shetister Bizim, Dovar Amitamei, Seiseya, Vahai Nam Amitamei, So now there is a halacha that if a woman is in the midst of the count of Zaynikim, and then she has a Riyas Dam, so it says Salam Afreya, the whole Riyah, and she has to start counting anew the Zaynikim. So Rov had Nabaye, Keishi Maloshetister Vizive, Dobra Mitami Seise, Vainam Mitami Kiminido. So, what is Seise of the Midian? Only anything that causes stomach. And Dam Keishi, be made need it causes stomach. Because if a woman has a V of Dam Keishi, be made need it, she becomes a need it. But be made Zive, it's not there to me. So maybe any Rie that under certain circumstances is girl to me, is Seise. So Mimele, even though now it's a Mezive, because if it hadn't been a Mezive, she wouldn't have to count Zalmikim. But since the Dam Keishi, under certain circumstances, cause affects Tume, Tumasnide, let's say, in Yimeinide, it affects Tumasnide, so Mimele, even Yimeizive it is easy. Oi, Dilmo, Dovor Hagerim Seise, Vail Hagerim. Only that kind of a rie that might affect Tumazive is easier. Now, Rias Dam Keishi can never affect Tumazive. It can affect Tumasnide, but not Tumazive. So maybe it's not easier. It's not easier. Omre Abaye, in his busy, so at first Abaye said, in his busy Yechiyah, Shemigerim, he say, in other words, that there is a raya from iria zivo beines. Now, by men, the aloch is that iria zivo beines is not mitam. It's not mitam. It does not make him into izav, into izav, gom. And still, but if, let's say, he already became Israel, and he started to count Zaynikim, and then in the midst of Zaynikim, he had the Riazive, Beines, because of a fight, because of Ishak, or whatever. So then, the halacha is that he says, even though it's not Gerei Tumazive, a Zive Beines, a Riazive Beines, is not Gerei Tumazive. But if it takes place in the midst of the Zion and Kim of the Zav, so then it is Eisa. So we see that anything that is Gerim Tume, even though it's not Gerim Tumas Shivas Yomim of Zivo, so it's still Eisa in the midst of Zion and Kim. So here too, Dam Keishi, even though it cannot be Gerim Tumas Shivas Yomim of Zivo, but it can be Gerim Tume, so it should be Eisa. This is the way he said it first. Omalei light, hainami gerum. So he said that indeed, that enes b'riyas, enes b'zive, is gerim tumas, shivas yomim of zive. It is gerim. It's not as Abai assumed initially, that a riyas enes b'zive is not gerim tumas zive. It is gerim tumas zive. Ein Name geben und ich nahm Rohre, ich schäme mit Chinesisch, ich schäme mit Chinesisch, ich schäme mit Chinesisch. So the Aloche is, that if this, the third Rie is Beines, so it's also Mitzvah. In other words, and he has a Deen of his Avgom, or the Gabikom. So it's given to Mazov, to Mazive. So that's why it can be Seiseya, but something like Rias Dam Keishi that is never Gerim Tumazive, maybe is not Seiseya. So the Gemara says, but Rias Eines Bizive is Gerim Tumazive, because the halacha is Shlishi Seibet Kineise. We don't have to inspect to find out whether it was Beines or not Beines, because even if it's Beines, it still is Mitzurev to make him Izav Gomo Legaliko. So you know, so then Abaye asked him, "Ul Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Shlishis Beit Kineisei, Ochanami Kim Lo Igorim Lo Yisosi." Amar Ul Rabbi Elazar, Ochanami. So that's what he said at first. Toshma Rabazarim Rabushlish Beit Kenesi. We're saying Beit Kenesi. My love is still. Learn it more active in mass. Toshma Bishlish is Rabazarim Beit Kenesi. We're saying Beit Kenesi. We call Mamati. We're loyally still. We're loyally still. So, in other words, that listira we don't require any decay because even if it's vainness, so it is still sincere. So, and according to Rablezer himself, on one hand he says, Rablezer, that Bishlishis is Beit Kinesi. So that means that even the Gabikom, Rebeines, is not Mitzvah. And on the other hand, Rablezer says, we call Mobati that you have to be Beinik, but we're only Stira. That the Rebeines is sincere, the whole count of Zainiki. And according to Rablezer, Eriya Beines is never gerim to Mazibin. Because even we call him, it's not Mitzurim. And still Rablezer says that it is Eisea. So from Rablezer we can deduce that Cholapoches Rablezer holds that even something that is not gerim to Mazibin, Mamish, but just to me, even just to Maskeri, not to Mazibin, can be Seisea. So Mele Rias Damkeishi, even though it can never be Geirim to Mazive, it can only be Geirim to Maslide. But it should be Seisea just as Ria Beines, as Ria Ziva Beines is Seisea, even though according to Rablezer, it is never Geirim to Mazive. According to Rabbonon, so a Ria Ziva Beines is Geirim to Mazive. We got it all. But according to Rablezer, it's not given to Mazive. And still Rablezer himself says that if he says the Zion King, so Dam Keshi should also be says the Zion King. Says the King. Also, the Gemara says like this. El Rablezer, Tifshei, Vidor, Hashim, Girem, Seisei. Rablezer certainly holds like that. That anything that is given to me, even though it's not given to Mazive, can be says him. But the Shaili is Alim the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon do not commit themselves. Rablezer says Beferesh that something that is not given to Mazive still says Alainikim. But the Rabbanon do not say it. So maybe the Rabbanon hold that only something that can be given to Mazive can be says Alainikim. But something that is given can be given only to Masnide, not to Mazive, is not says Alainikim. So what's the maskon of Gemara? That according to Rablezer, so even something that is not given to Mazive, but he's gerim any to Masnide or to Maskeri, so he says here. According to the Rabbonon, what he says as Zayin King, only that which is gerim to Mazive, but something that is not gerim to Mazive, even though it can be gerim to Mas Shivas Yomim of Nide, but in view of the fact it cannot be gerim to Mazive, so it's not says as Zayin King. So Rashi raises the question, but how can we say that something that is not given to Mazive, so is not Seisir, but Allah is Tifizav. If Izav had the Riaskeri, so it is Eisea. Or if Izov, in the midst of the count of Zion King, was Pilateshir Bazera, so it is Eisea. So we see that even something that is only gearing to Maskeri, let's say one who had a discharge of Keri, or a woman who was Pilateshir Bazera, so again, it's a Tumas, Tumas Keri Bialme. And it's not gerim to Mazive. Still it is Eisea. So how does the Gemara say here that Dam Keshi is not Seisir, because it can never be Geirin to Masive. It can only, under certain circumstances, be Geirin to Masnive, but not to Masive. So he says, Rashi gives the Teretz, Hayil Afstirei, the Chadyemi with the Seisir, Vichiko Boyerove Listerach. Listerach, in other words, so Rashi Shite is that according to the Rabbonon of Rebelezer, a Dam Keshi is not Seisir, it means it's not Seisir the whole seven. But one day it is Seisir. That day on which she had the real Dam Keshi is not counted. Let's say, suppose a woman who is Yeledes Bizei. So she became Izobek. Izobek Deile, because she had 3 years. She had 3 years Bishayv, and 3 days in succession. And then she started to count Zaynikim. Then on the seventh day, she had the Rias Dam Bikeshi. So it's not easy, but she cannot be Mitaris Lebailo the night after this day, because even though it's not easy, but that day it is easy. That day is not counted. So in other words, so the next day she'll have to count as a Zayniki, as the supplement to the Zayniki. This is what Rashi said. I mean, not all Rishonim agree with it. The Shita of the Rambam is to the contrary. The Shita of the Rambam is that a Ri as Dam Keshi is not only it's not Zayseh, not only that it's not Zayseh the whole count of Zayniki, she doesn't have to start counting a new design again. But even that day is counted. Even that day is counted. That's the Shita Sarambam. The Raivet is Chayrik, and the Raivet agrees with Rashi. Right. She again can make a sense in this economic figure of easy making. He said, Live, let me say this time again. This is a few more shots. Stei, schloi bin ich nicht rein, es ist auf dem Kommen, dann schlicht den Weg gerissen. Wie kommen wir mal, die Boi im Dicke, wo wir die Stiere, er will teike, die die Tarzen mit Mui und Masse, er will warten die Stiere, und bei mir die Tiefchen an einer Rabonum bin, und wart was mir besser, schmammel, und noch ich komme, mich lau die Keimel, und du beragere, ich sehe es. Dann ist es. Oma Rabai, nachdem in Keishi sehe es ein bisschen, wie im Schkachas, Tane Doma Seisei Hahu Rebleser. Rebleser. So Keishi is not Seisei Bizibe. And if we do find it Tane, there are certain prices that imply that Keishi is Seisei, so that accords that price must accord with Rebleser, who holds that even something that is not Geirin to Mazibe, so can also be Seisei. Rebleser. Domar Elis Seisei Velegir. Tanya, Reb Marina Seiner in Leides is Seret Bizive. In Leides is Seret Bizive. That Leide is not Seisei Bizive. I boil. Maushetar. Abai Omar Elis is Seret. Vein Eile. Rov Omar Elis is Seret Vein. Seret Vein. Maushetar. If you want to be safe, mainly doesn't know us. Mao she allow in key, who installs this for a hair, any sisters, in which is over Poskov is still this per yodo, any sisters, we will do so to any rebel, in Mashlim is for also, El Mashlim is Achra, and Mashlim is Achre, Vahakei Toho. So, alright. Now, I think we will leave off here. Now, but you'll have to go over the Chidush HaRashba because there is no purpose in my discussing Chidush HaRashba if you don't go over inside Chidush HaRashba. But I don't know whether there is any, so I would like to ask you to make a serious copy, not on the whole period, but starting. Starting with Dama Yeledesh Shalitov.
definition it, Daniel initially taught law, after the end of Nisqus, after the Nisqus, so maybe Zerus said, then you give me back the Kiddushah. So one of you should do it now, and to be able to give back. Okay.
Heiliger Marina Feinmeier, in Leides in Sarah's Gizive. I Boyalu, Maushi Tala. So Leides Nazis a Gizive. So how about can it, the May Leide, can it be Eile? If he doesn't see any dam in the Emele. Abayo mar enes iseres veineile. Rovo mar enes iseres veile. Enes iseres veile. Mau shitale im yoldo bizei. Uv meili doso li roaso. Mau she yale lo linki im velit istoich lisper achei. Enes iseres im hoiso zogo u posko. Even though the Milede without Chiyas Dam are Yom Meir, so still, so Enes Yisaretz, the Miledosa, Filaina Reyeben, a Mashlin Lisfirosa, Elo Mashlemes Achreyen, Mashlemes Achreyen, in Toar. So Rashi says, Vimlidoso afilo eino reya behen ein mashlim lisviroso. This is Rashi Lishitose, because Rashi mentioned in the Gemara on top, Dobar agerim lizive im roa so sholish, v'hayla agerim hud lasvim lizive, vi kashi v'ari keri shen gerim, keni kaimulon, vi seiseya, hahi laf stirehi, dechad yoyme hud seiseya, v'chi koboye rove listerakir. So, now the maskon of the Gemara is that Dobar Agerim, Iseiseya, Dobar Shenigerim, and Iseiseya. So that means that Chiyas Dam Keishi is not Seiseya. Rashi raises the question, but we see that Keri, Iseiseya, so Rashi says, that's not considered Seiseya, when it's only in Echot. So Meila, that means that Rashi Shita is, that even Chiyas Dam Keishi is not Seiseya Kol Shivo, but that day is not counted. According to Rashi. Now the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. The Rambam says that Riyas Dam Keishi is not Seiseya, and even that day itself on which he had the Riyas Dam Keishi is Eilul Minyan. Is Eilul Minyan. So Rashi here explains the Gemara Mao Shetale, that the Gemara has reference to a case of Yemelede where she didn't have any Riyas Dam. Because if she had the Riyas Dam, then it is certainly not Eile. Because even though Dam Keishi is not Seiseya, the whole the Shiva Yomim, but it's Seiseya Yemechot that particular day. So Mele, Rashi has to say, according to his own Shiva, so he says, Enes Yisaretz, so Mao Shitali Yoda Bizei, Umeli Doso, Loiroaso. Mao Shiao in Kim is so cliff bachayin. Because if it's Roaso, so certainly that it is not here. Enes Yisaretz Imoisa Zovo Uposko Vishilo Lispea, Vyodo, Enes Yisaretz, Vimeli Doso, Afilino Reyaben, E Mashlino Lisviroso, Elo Mashlemes Achayin. Im Tuam. So the Gemara says, so Rovo Omar Enes Yisaretz Ve'ile. Abaye says Enes Yisaretz Ve'ineile. So in other words, according to Abaye, even if she doesn't have any Riyas Dam, even if she doesn't have any Riyas Dam, so still it's not Eile. Omar Rovo Minah Minelo, that Yemei Leide. So even Yemelede, if she didn't have any Riyas Dam, so then it is even Eilel in Zayniki. The Tanya v'achatito, achar achalikolo. So it has to be, the titot has to be after a continual count of 7 days. So if we say that it is ele, so we can understand hainu mafsekes tume elo yamret eine ele afsiklo leide afsiklo leide, so there is no continuous count of 7 days. Vabai omaloch shalo itehei tuma zivo mafsekes mei oma rove minoa minolo. How do I know that yimeleide sheino riebe? So is ele limi and shivo, ele limi and shivo. So minoa minolo. Ditanye mizevo mizevo veloy minogo minigo mizevo veloy melidoso mizevo veloy minigo kim shetaro mizevo zifares miyad vitovikom nizevoso vos titoyam litamei bealo. And even though she's a miseras, vafilu menugas, v'litzlichal hamtina chitate raf minigo. V'loim melidoso, kim shetoar, o mizeivo, seferes miyat. She doesn't have to be toy from the tumas lady. In other words, because for 7 days, by yeledes zohor, 14 days by yeledes nekevo, she's meyo mitzat tumas lady. So as long as she's toar, o mizeivo, so even though the Yimeleide did not even expire, so she can count the days towards Zayin Nikin. V'nitzrich l'ham t'yad sh'yavu yom u'doso. Al me'yoldo b'mei svire, ein esi sere esveil. So we see from this price that yoldo b'mei svire, ein esi sere esveil. And we have to, according to Rashi, so since Rashi Shite is the Damkeishi, even though it's not Eiseh, but that day is not Eileh, so when Rashi says, Almo Yoldo b'misvire, Enes Yiseres v'Eileh, so not even Eiseh Yimechot, so we have to apply this Rashi to a case of Lady Yabeshte, when there is no Damkeishi. Because if it's not a lady yabeshte, so how can we say that yoldo b'meisvire in ziseres veile, and even the day of the lady is ele. But Amkeishi Rashi said that it is seisa yimechot. So how can the day of the lady be ele? So according to Rashi, we have to apply. We have to apply this gemore that Rove says that Enos Yiseres Veile to Lady Yabeshte, and this is what Esau says. So he says, V'yeish Leimah the Rove Alibid Rav Minis Koma Kiparish Elisova Deefshali Psichas Akeva Bleidam Do Koma Ad Enos Yiseres. So the Marsho explains this Teisves. That because here Rove says in Ziseres, in other words, so even the Yemalede is Eiles, Rashi says, Almi Yoldo Misvire in Ziseres Veile, and it means even the Yemalede is Eile. But the Yemalede could not be Eile because there is Dam, so it's Dam Keishi, the Dam Lede, the Dam that comes out with the Psichas Akeva. But Rashi Shite is that it is Eile. Bishleim according to the Rambam. So Rashi Shite is that it is Seisa Yimechot. So Bishleim according to the Rambam. So even if there is Dam Keishi, it's even Eile also. But according to Rashi, so we have to apply to according to Rashi, we have to apply this Gemore to a case of Lady Yabeshte, as Teisa says. All right. So from this Braise it's mentioned, Mizevo Veloy Melidoso, that means that she doesn't have to be Toya from the lady, and so even the Yemelede, and even the Yemelede is Eile Lizayniki. Vabayo Maloch, Tonechode, Mi says we shouldn't be gayers in the price. She can only start counting the Zayin Nikiyim after the Yemelayim. But within the Yemelayim, she cannot start counting Zayin Nikiyim. And she cannot start counting the Zayin Nikiyim because it's Yemei Tumen. So even without Riyas Dam, so she's so she cannot count the Yemei Leide towards Zayin Nikiyim. Virove Haima, if we are givers in the price, not only Mizevoloim Nigo, but Mizevoloim Doso also, so then we can understand this why the price mentions Mizevoloim Nigo, even though the aloha of Mizevoloim Nigo we deduce from another pasuk. So Agav Groh, but I did this like Tane. I did this lady, Tone, Nigo to Lady. Elo Yamlet Mizei Vovoloim Nigo. And Mizei Vovoloim Lidoso is not even mentioned. So how is it the Price mentions that the whole Din of Mizei Vovoloim Nigo is deduced from this posse? That we deduce from another posse. Haimich Yitar Azov Mizei Venafke Mizei Vovoloim Nigo. So we have a posik abizav and the same aloche that is mentioned in connection with zav should apply to zove. So why do we need another posik? So bishleimi, if we say that this brayse mentions that from this posik we deduce the aloche of mizevun lidoso, so milag of gore mentions that too, even though the aloche of mizevun lidoso is deduced from yitras of mizevun. But if you're not geiris, if you strike out the Mizevoloidoso, so that means that the Braise mentions this posik in connection of Mizevoloinigo, that's unnecessary, because that we learn out from the Yitras of Mizevoloinigo. But by you know, it is necessary, because the posik in Yitras of Mizevoloinigo only tells us that Izav can start counting his Ayinikin, even though he was not cured of his Nega, Tzoras. But maybe a zove is different. That she cannot start counting the Zayinikin for the zivo even as long as she was not cured of the nega. So commercial on this posik that by zove is the same thing. Utzrich adikos rachmoni bizav mishum tami beines. Tami beines. Avol zove dimi tami beines. Ei meloi tzrich. Because Rachmone bizovo mishum itami beriyes kibiyomim, avol zov dimitai beriyes kibiyomim and meloi tzrich. Omer Rabbi, minoa minalo. So Rabbi says, how do I know that yimei doso, even shein areyem, even though it's in areyem behem, so it is eila lizaynikin, it is not eila. I'm sorry. It is not Eila Lizayin Nikiyim. How do I know this thing? The Tanya Dvei Sotitmo. Le Rabbi says Beyalo. Dvei Sotitmo, we had that price before. Dvei Sotitmo le Rabbi Saleilis. Dvei Sotitmo le Rabbi says Ayiledes Bizeiv. She Tzricho. She Teishiv Shiva Nikiyim. My love, Nikiyim Leide. So in other words, so even though she's Ayiledes Bizeiv, and there is, and she already, and the Yemelide expired already, and so now she is in the Yemeteya, so we could say that she doesn't have to count 7 clean days, because even if she keeps some flowing down, so she's still clean, because it's Yemeteya. So Komashmelon, Kimidvesotitmo, that she has to count, even though she's in Yemeteya, so she can only realize the count of Shiva Nikiyim if she doesn't have any Riyas Dam. But if she has a Riyas Dam in the Yemiteya, so then she cannot realize the count of Zayin Nikiyim. So she tzchiros dem Shiva Nikiyim. My love, Nikiyim Leide, that it has to be Noki Mleide, Loimidan. Now, the kimelayde shali tehilayde b'neiyem. The afagav loy chaziy kiman the chaziy domi. Do yimelayde tmeim b'loydam. So he says, no. That means she doesn't have to be the kimelayde and that the yimelayde cannot be ele. But so in other words, it's not a ray. So the Gemara is refuting the ray of Abaye. So loy midam. So in other words, if she has a riyas dam, so then she doesn't have the count of Zayniki. But if she is not riyas behem dam, so then she has a count of Zayniki. Ve'yomar Abaye mino aminalo titani. Another guy because the first guy, so the Gemara refuted it. The Gemara said no, it doesn't mean ki meleide, it means midam. So the rabbi mentioned another price. We know amin alo that the yimeleide shein reyabem still cannot be applied to zayniki. The tanya ki meleidoso kach yimeleidoso. My many doso in ruin lizive, vein svirashivo, elemen. Afi meili doso, shen ruin lizive, ein svirashivo, elemen. So, what does it mean? Ki meini doso, kachi meili doso. My many doso in ruin lizive. Now, what's the pshat in this Gemara? My many doso in ruin lizive. Because b'mtzias it is impossible that in the Yemei Nidoso, she should count towards the Zayniki. That's one of the rayas in the Gemara of the Ramban's rayas, this Gemara and many other Gemaras, that once a woman becomes a Zovek Deile, so she cannot. So the Yemei that suspends the beginning of the Yimei Nide until she has counted Zayniki. Not as the Rambam says that it's an even Cheshben, 7-11, 7-11. If it is an even Cheshben, 7-11, 7-11, so then it is possible to have the Zayniki counted in the Yimei Nide. But suppose, now let's say, the woman had the initial riyah, let's say, on the first of the month. So, the first 7 days is Yimei Nidus. Then, from the 8th until the 18th are the 11 days of Yimei Zivin. And suppose she saw Dam, let's say, according to the Rambam Shita, she saw Dam on the 16th of the month. Now, the initial year, she began to see Dam on the first of the month. So that started the whole cycle of Yimei Nide and Yimei Zivin. And according to Rambam, that it's an even Cheshbon, 7-11, 7-11. So the first 7 days of the month, that's Yimei Nide. Then the following 11 days, that means from the 8th of the month till the 18th of the month, inclusive 11 days, so that's Yimei Zivin. Suppose she saw Dam on the 16th, on the 17th, and on the 18th. So then she becomes a Zovek Deile. So then she has to start counting Zayniki, and she may have Tektare on the 18th, toward the end of the day. So then she has to start counting on the 19th. So according to the Ramban, so the 19th does not mark the beginning of Yimei Nide again. Because since on the 18th she became a Zovek Deile, so that suspends the beginning of the Yimei Nide until she will have counted Zayniki. So until she will have counted Zayniki, according to the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, it's a Niva Cheshbon 7-11, 7-11. So Mele, if and she saw Dam on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, so then the 19th will still mark the beginning of the Yemenide again, and she'll count 19th, 20th, and 21st, 22nd, after 25th. So then, and the Rambam says that the Yemenide is Eile Lizayniki. Yemenide, Sheinereyeben. Let's say, as in this example, when she saw Dam, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, and according to the Rambam, that the Cheshbon is not suspended. The Cheshbon, or that the beginning of the Yemenide is not suspended that until a count of Zaynikin is realized. So Memele, on the 19th, the Yemenide begin. So she'll count from the 19th until the 25th, inclusive. So Memele, she will have realized the count of Zaynikin. And on which days will she have realized the Zaynikin? On the Yemenide. And the Yemenide. Here the Gemara says, V'yomar Abai Minu Aminolo, Titanye ki meinidoso kach ki meinidoso, Mayi meinidoso in ruin lizive. Why is in ruin lizive? Mayi meinidoso in ruin lizive. So Rashi says, De inzovo elacha nide, Ve insvira shivo lizive ilimen, Do michihave zove, Lui chayli yemenide leilom, Ashi tenshi shunikim, That's like Ramban Shite. All the Rishenim agree with the Ramban Shite. And the Akamo Gemores, this is one of the Gemores that is contrary to the Rambam. So he says, "Do mechiyave zove lechayim yemenide leilu machetesh shunikim v'chol damson." In other words, the 19th will not mark the commencement of Yemenide again. Will not mark the commencement of the Yemenide again. V'chol dam shereye inu lesiseres avol nide lechave. So it's impossible. We can't even visualize. It's physically impossible, according to the Ramban Shites, it appears from this Gemara, for the Yemenide to be applied to the Zaynikin. Because if she has to count Zaynikin, that means that she has not as yet realize the count of Zaynikin. If she has not as yet realized Zaynikin, so Memele, the beginning of the Yemenide is suspended. So how is a Chayach? How can we visualize the application of the Yemenide towards the Zaynikin? It's physically impossible. So this is what the Gemara says. Ma Yemenidos ein ruin lizive, because it's impossible, it's Yevsha. Veinsviras shivo elamen, because as in view of the fact that she became his own delay, so that suspends the beginning of the Yemenide until after she will have counted Zayniki. Af Yemelidoso, where it is Efshia, she ruinly zive in sviras shivo elamen. So how can we make Yalfuse? Dovo she'efshia, midovo she'efshia. So the Gemara soon says that this is a limit of Reblezer. Reblezer, the Tane, says that there can be a yalfuse of dovo she'efshia, midovo she'efshia. Now, Reblezer says in Menoches that Pesach Deiris is only bo minachum. Is only bo minachum. It's not bo min ha-maisa. In other words, let's say if you are paid it, maisa sheni. So then you take the kesef to Yerushalayim and then you buy boko tzein. So in other words, so you can buy shlomim with the kesef of the maisa sheni. So the pesach cannot be korev min ha-maisa. It has to be korev minachum. Nachum, you cannot buy a korban pesach, a seh for a korban pesach with the mois pidyon of maisa sheni. How do we know that pesach is only bo minachum? This Reblezer says, Imunoches, he says. So he makes yalfuse, he deduces it from Pesach Mitzrayim. Just as Pesach Mitzrayim did not come from maisa sheni, why didn't it come from maisa sheni? Because in Mitzrayim, that was before Matan Torah, there was no such thing as Maisa Sheni, or Kesef Maisa Sheni. So Pesach Mitzrayim came exclusively from Chum, not from Maaser, not from Maaser. So Pesach Deiris, even though it's Efsher, does not come in a Maaser either. So the Chachomim, the Rabbonim say to Reb Lezer, he had to do Efsher Mishi Efsher. So Reb Lezer holds that we can deduce Efsher Mishi Efsher. So this Braise, the Gemara says, accords with Reb Lezer. According to Reb Lezer, that it comes mean that we are done. Dobo she'efsha mishi'efsha. So b'meile we learn out yimeleide from yimeneide, just as yimeneide cannot be applied towards the Zaynikim because it's physically impossible to be applied. We can't even visualize that because if she is izovik deile, so that suspends the beginning of the Yimei Nide until after she left counted. So it's the Efsher, but some Mele Yimeleide where it is Efsher is not Eile Zaynikim either. Anyway, so it's a price in the freshes that Yimelidoso Shein Ruyen Lizive Ein Svira Shivo Eilameh Sevi Rove. So what will Rove do in this price? So Rove will say, no, this Braise must accord with Reb Elezer. Now, the Gemara said before, when Abaye raised the Shaila, when Rove raised the Shaila, Keishi Maushet Ister Bezivo. So then, Abaye mentioned that Reb Elezer says, on one hand, he says that Riebeines can never be Geirim Zive. Even in regard to Korm, it cannot be Mitzurev, a Riebeines. And so in other words, so Riebeines is not Geirim Tuma Zive. At the same time, Reb Lezer says that it is Eise. So Abaye mentioned the Raya from this, that even something, even a Riyah that is not given to Meshivah, to Mazive is also Seisah. So Rove says, that's Reb Lezer. Kikum Boyola Alibid Rabbonon. And then the Gemara mentioned the Braise, that according to the Rabbonon, Dovah Sheni Geirim to Mazive is any Seisah. But Reb Lezer holds that even Dovah Sheni Geirim to Mazive, for example, Riyas, Zive Beines, so according to Reb Lezer, it's never Geirim. To Mazive, even vis-a-vis Korm, it's not Mitzurev, Eriya Beines. And still Reb Lezer says in so many words that it is Eiseya. So the Gemara says that according to Reb Lezer, so even Eriya that is not Gerim to Mazive, that is Gerim any Tume, that is Gerim any Tume, even if it's Gerim just to Maskeri, so it's Eiseya called Shivo. So Mimele, this braise that says, Ma yimini doso, kimini doso, kachimini doso, Ma yimini doso, in ruin is even Shira Shiva Yilmen, having Losh in ruin is even Shira Shiva Yilmen. And so this braise makes an analogy between Dovoshi Efsher, and Dovoshi Efsher. So it accords with Reb Lezer, who is Yalif, Dovoshi Efsher, and Dovoshi Efsher. And Reb Lezer himself holds that even a Riyah that is not Girim to Mezive, even a Riyah that is Girim just to Maskeri, is a Yisrael called Shivo. So Mimele, Tuma Yimeleide cannot be Eleben, because the Yimeleide, even without the Riyah, it's Girim to Mezive. But it's not Girim to Mezive, it's Girim to Masleide. But according to Reb Lezer, anything that is Girim to me, even any to me, let's say even to Maskeri, not Afke, to Mazine. So it's Eiseya. So Mimele, if it's Eiseya, it certainly cannot be Eile. Because the Yomim without Eriye, the Yemeleide, the 7 days or the 14 days, are Yomim Kmeim anyway. So if any Eriye that is Geirim any to me, it's Eiseya, so Yemei Tume, according to Reb Lezer, cannot be Eile. Masheinkin, according to Rabbonon, who say, that even a Riyah that is Geirim to me, but if it's not Geirim to me Zive, it's Geirim a different kind of itume. So that is not zeiseya. So mele, we can say that if there is no riyen di itumas leide, so it's in mele. V'chom v'homan rablezari, d'omar mister nami sosre, v'chidon in efshar mishe efshar, omar ravadach be'barame, rablezari, d'omar don in efshar mishe efshar. Now let's see the Rashi. Mr. Name Sasre, come to Rabbeza, we call Shkuli Salke, so certainly not Telekech, and it's really been in the Zavshin, and we say it's here, you may need the name of Rabbeza, the Gal Mesas, we can come in and all the Rabbon and Damre, the Domashin, and we say it's here, and it's a Seres Vele, we can do an Efsher, can lay the Efsher, all the letters, we swear it, we say Efsher, we may need it, to lay Efsher, we need it, we may swear it. So from this Gemara we see, so that's Neged Rambam. So the Gemara says that the whole possibility of Yemeinide being applied towards the Zaynikim is inconceivable. It's Yevsha. Why is it inconceivable? Because if she is Izobek Deile, so Mimele, the Yemeinide do not begin until after she will have fulfilled the count of Zayniki. So that's contrary to the Rambam. Now, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam Rambam per zaymlich is so be. Halach yidale says ye may li doso ve may ni doso im li roaso behen dam hare lu elin lo li svira shiva shom im niki ve im roaso behen dam ein in lo ye may orie ve lo isay schin kolayon. So he says ye may ni doso im li roaso behen dam hare lu elin lo li svira shiva shom im niki. I mean, contrary to what the Braise says here, Mayim in Idosa in Ruin Lizim. And here the Gemara says because it's Yevsha. So he says it's Yevsha. And it is Eil. So it's not in line with this Braise. This is in line with the Rambam Shite that it's an even count. 7-11, 7-11. But anyway, this Gemara is contrary to this Rambam. Among many other Gemores that are contrary to this Ram. All right. So, the Reblezari, the Rashi, Miseches Miloches, Pirik Atedo, the Aleph Pesach Diris, Pesach Mitzrayim, Shol Yovel Nachum, Omer Rav Akiva, V'chidon Nefsha, Mishi Efsha, B'mitzrayim, Akatel Habe Maiseh, Avel Diris, Diike, Mois Maiseh Sheini, Naise Minei, Omer Lei, Afal Pis, Reblezari, Seto Rav Akiva, Afal Pis, Shi Efsha, Raik Deli, V'nilmad Mimen, V'nilmad Mimen. So what does Rabbi say? The Rove says that this price must accord with Rebbe Elazar. And Rebbe Elazar's shita is that we don't require a dover hagerim tumazive. Anything that is given to me, he says here. So it's certainly not Eile, but according to the Rabbonon of Rebbe Elazar, that we require dover hagerim tumazive, so mele you may tumas leide. You meet him as lady, shall we go as a man? So is he male? Is he male? Rav Sheish is on a alcohol hoch in Kishina Kosk. Rav Sheish is is chilik and Rav Adar Bebarame. Because Rav Adar Bebarame says that this price must accord with Rav Leza. It cannot accord with any other time. Why? Because here we learn out Dovor Shefsher, Midovor Shefsher. We learn out Yimeleide, where it's Efsher. We can visualize Yimeleide being applied or not being applied towards the Zaynikim. But Yimeleide, it's even inconceivable. The whole question is inconceivable because it's not possible. It's not possible to visualize it. To visualize. So this Braise learns out. Dovar Efsher, Midovashi Efsher, Dovashi Efsher, So that must accord only with Reb Lezer. So Rav Sheshe says, no, this braise can accord with everybody, even with Rav Akiva, who holds that loyal finon, dovo sheefsha midovo sheefsha. When does Rav Akiva say that we cannot learn out dovo sheefsha from dovo sheefsha? That's in regard to Ibam Amotzino, as for example over there. So Rav Lezer says that Pesach Deireis cannot come from Maisa, from Mois Maisa Shem. It must come only Menachum. How does he know? He learns it out from Pesach Mitzrayim. So there it's not a Hekesh, it's a question of Mamotzino. So Ibam Mamotzino, Rav Akiva says that we cannot deduce Ibam Mamotzino. Ibam Mamotzino. Of Dovo Sheefsha from Dovo Sheefsha. But here it's a Hekesh, because the Torah mentions Yimei Lidoso next to Yimei Lidoso, Yimei Lidoso next to Yimei Kidmei Dvoiso Titmo. So in other words, so Yimei Nidus, Yimei Leide is mentioned in the same posik next to Yimei Nide, Yimei Dvoiso Titmo, that's Yimei Nide. So in regard to Hekesh, even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that there can be a Hekesh between Dovo Sheefsher and Dovo Sheefsher. The Machleikes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to Mamotzino, but not in regard to Hekesh. So the Meile Rav Sheshe says that this Braise does not only accord with Rabbi Lezer, it can accord with Rabbi Akiva too. And still the Braise says that it's not Eile, so it's a Raya Tabayez Din, that Yimelede, Shein Reye Behen, even according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer, so is still not Eile. Rav Sheshe Zomar Al-Koch, Rikishna Kosov. Ikeda Amre Omar Avadar Bebarame Omar Rav Sheshe Rebbe Lezeri Doma Doni Nefsha Mishi Efsha V'Rav Pope Omar Al-Koch also, it's reversed. Whereas before, So Rav Sheshe says that this accords with everybody. So in this Loshen, in the Ikeda Amre, Rav Sheshe is the one who says that this price accords only with Rebbe Lezer. And Rav Pope says it accords with everybody. Rav Pope Omar Al-Kol Chochi Kishnakos. Ikishnakos. Vafil Rav Akiva, Hani Miladim Donimbo, King Zirashove or Mamatinu, Avrakeshe, Emishir Narech. Alright. Now, so we have here a Gemore that says, Mayim Enidoso in Ruin Lizive. And that is a Dovo Sheefsha. So why are we in Zive? Because we can't even visualize it. So it's a Gemara Miforeshes Neged Rambam. Now, Teisves asks, says here, mentions, Mayim Enidoso Dein Ruin Lizive. V'im Teima, Dibishile Bosimen, Omar, Yim Enidoso Shein Reye Behen, Eilin Lisfira Zivos. There is a price in Perik Bosimen that says exactly what the Rambam says. Here the Gemara says, the Braise says, Mayim Enidoso in Ruin Lizim, because it's even impossible to visualize it. So it's like the Rambam. But then there is a Braise in Bosimen that says exactly what the Rambam says. Yim Enidoso Shein Reye Behen, Eilin Lisvira Zivoso. Eilin Lisvira Zivoso. ויש לימא דהוסו מיירה ביזובקטנה שבי ראה בשרי יהיה עם ידלת דהיה ידוויס הווה בהתחיל הסמידה ואילל. So Teisves reconciles the two prices. And Teisves says, this price that says that ימני דוסו שאין ראה בן, ימני דוסו שאין ראה בן is Yimei Nidoso is Ein Ruin Lizivet. This braise that says here that Yimei Nidoso is Ein Eilel Lizivoso has reference to his other day. the price in Bosimen that says Yeminidosa Shinery Ben Eilisrazivoso has reference to Izovektane. So there is a distinction between Izovektane and Izovekdele. In other words, Tesis, and this is the same text that Ramban gives. In other words, we only say that if a woman became Izovekdele, so that suspends the fact that she became Izovekdele, so that suspends the commencement of the Yeminide until after she will have counted Zayniki. But suppose a woman became just Izovektane, not Izovekdele, that does not suspend the beginning of the count of the Yeminide. In other words, if, let's say, a woman had her initial rie on the first of the month, so the first 7 days Yeminide, then from the eighth of the month until the 18th of the month, so it's amazing. So if, let's say, on the 16th and the 17th and on the 18th she had 3 rias in succession, so then it suspends the commencement of the Yeminide until after the woman will have counted Zayniki. Let's say if she saw down on the 16th, 17th and 18th, so then she'll have to count from the 19th until the 25th inclusive. So the Yeminide will be able to begin after she will have counted Zayniki. Only on the 26th the Yeminide will be able to begin. But suppose she didn't sit down on the 16th, on the 17th, and the 18th. She just sat down on the 18th. What does she become? Izovektane. Since she only became Izovektane, so the beginning, the commencement of the Yeminide is not suspended. And the 19th will be applied towards the one clean day, Shemeres Yenkin Agediei, and even though the 19th will mark the beginning of the Yeminide. In other words, the halacha is only, this is what all the Rishonim say, in order to reconcile these two apparently antithetical rises. So, yes?
But if she sees on the 19th day, then that will be Damnida, no?
Then it will be Damnida. So then she'll become Tomei for 7 days.
But as far as the Shomer Siyom Kivnagadiyom, that doesn't affect that then.
What is that?
How about this?
No! So this is what the Braise says in Bosimen. Yeminidoso Sheinereyeben, Eilin Isfirazivoso. So if she saw Dam on the 18th, she becomes a Zovektane, and she has to count the next day, the 19th, as a clean day. But if on the 19th she again saw Dam, so it's Yeminidoso Shereyeben, Yeminidoso Shereyeben is Einilo Isfirazivoso. It's only Yeminidoso Sheino Reyeben. But if she doesn't see on the 19th, so then the 19th will be applied as the one clean day for the Zovektan. Well, this is what all the Rishonim say. Now, as one possible teretz, and the Rambam Shite, that seems to be contrary to a number of Gemores. This is one Gemore, and there is a Gemore in Erechen, there is another Gemore in Bosimen, not this price. This price, on the contrary, on its face, happens to agree with the Rambam Shite. So there are a number of Gemores. We'll go over all these Gemores that seem to conflict with the Shite's Rambam. So, as a possible teretz, and some say that, and the Rambam Shite, that because Teisves and the Ramban and all the Rishonim mentioned the apparent stira between this braise that says Mayim Enidoso in Ruin Lizivin, which is like the Shite's Ramban, and the braise in Bosimen that says Yim Enidoso Shenereyeben Eilun Lisfira Zivoso, which is like Shiras Rambam. So Teisves and Ramban say that that price in Bosimen deals with Zovektane, and this price deals with Zovekdele. But perhaps the Rambam holds that there is a machlekes aparaisis. In other words, this braise is expressive of the view of the Shitas Ramban, that once a woman becomes a zove, so and so mele the zayinikim, I'm sorry, the zayin, you may need are suspended. The Yemei Nideh, so the beginning of the Yemei Nideh is suspended until after she will have counted the Nikim, the clean days. That is the Shita of the Braise here. But the Braise in Bosimen, does, according to the Rambam, it doesn't deal with Zobek Tane. It also deals with Zobek Nele. But it's Chelek on this Braise. And the Rambam paskens like the Braise in Bosimen. This is a possible Teretz. And the Shitas Ram, possible targets on the Shitas Ram. Now the Chavis Das, yes.
In the Pshat Tosfos, in the Bryce of Osimen.
Yeah.
What is the if she saw the 18th, became a Zohar Ketanis.
So Ketanis, so she has to count the 19th.
If she doesn't see on the
19th,
so then that's
all. So that's zero. So Loerev, she's Muteres Lebaila, and suppose on the 20th, so she sees again Dam. 19th she didn't see, and the 18th she saw. So she has to count the 19th as a clean day. She meres Yom Kinegadiyei. And then, if she counts the 19th as a clean day, so Le'erev, she's Miteres Le'bailo. Suppose the next morning, on the 20th, she again sees Dam, she becomes an Ide. And she has to count 7 days. Not clean days, but 7 days.
Okay, but what happens if she sees on the 18th, and the 19th, and the 20th?
So if she sees on the 18th, and the 19th, and the 20th, and the 18th, and the 19th, and the 20th. So since on the 19th she was not a Zovek Dele as yet, she was only a Zovek Tane, so Mele that did not suspend the beginning of the Yemei Nideh. So Mele the 19th marked the beginning of the Yemei Nideh. But since she saw on the 19th, she did not fulfill the one clean day. But if she sees on the 19th, she becomes an Ide. And she has to count seven days. So she has to make two counts. One count on the score of Shemeres Yom Kinegadiyei, one clean day.
So when is that, 21st?
Or whenever she'll realize a clean day.
So then
whenever she'll realize a clean day. So that will be Eile. As the Shemeres Yom Kinegadiyei, but since she saw on the 19th also, so she has a double status. First of all, she is a Zovek Tane, and then as a result of the Rie on the 18th, she became a Zovek Tane, and she will remain as a Zovek Tane until she will have realized one clean day, and then on the 19th, when she sees again, and the 19th already marks the beginning of the Yemei Nideh. So as a result of the Riyah on the 19th, she becomes an Ineg Muram Natera. So she has to count 7.